Hey everybody,
we're back.
It is so good to be back with another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And y'all, we know it's been so long since we've gotten out an episode for you guys, but it feels good to be back. Kiana, do you have anything to say before we get started?
Nope, we're back with a vengeance.
Yes, let's get into the episode. I do want to say that we are doing 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. We know that this is going to be our take on episode number 4 of this latest season. So we might add in a little bit of stuff from previous things, just that you guys haven't heard from us, just our opinions on the couple. So without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so let's start with Mike and Jimena.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that actually when Mike got off the plane, I actually felt bad for him. I was already poor Mike. I feel like he is about to get used up.
Definitely.
And, on the last episode, she had mentioned, that she's not very attracted to him. And obviously he's really attracted to her. So it was oh my gosh, this poor guy is being used for all of his money.
And he already said that he hasn't had a girlfriend in 14 years, or it's been a long ass time. I know that.
Right. Some kind of long time. So what do you think about their relationship?
Well, I think it's already clear that she doesn't really like him like that. I think she appreciates him maybe in what he's doing for her, but I don't think that she loves him or maybe even attracted to him, to be honest.
Really? I don't know about that. Well, I guess how can you love somebody if you're not attracted to them, right?
No, because I saw on the preview for next week's episode or one of the previews or something I saw, she said, "I love you, but I'm not in love with you." I think you can definitely love somebody and not be in love with them, especially if y'all spent time together, whether it's on the phone, videos and stuff. But I think she's just not in love with him. She wouldn't want to marry him, but I have love for you type.
Yeah, I misspoke, but that is actually what I meant. How can you be in love with someone that you're not attracted to?
Right.
So anyway, back to him getting off the plane. I was actually kind of rooting for Mike at first because he gets off the plane, they meet up, whatever, and he's actually speaking a little bit of Spanish. It seems he was going over there and he's able to speak Spanish because on the previous ones, the people that went to Spanish speaking places, they never could speak Spanish.
Well, I think they could speak a little bit. What's the guy's name that was dating the girl in Ecuador? The one that I don't like?
Evelyn. I don't know.
The one with Evelyn?
Oh, Evelyn. Yeah.
The guy that went over there, he spoke a little bit. I mean, but you can't expect people to know these languages.
I think you could expect that, though, if they're going over there.
Well, I think the people that come over here from the other countries, the reason why they can speak English kind of good is because English is taught in a lot of countries. And also, English is a universal language. So I think that's why they can speak English. But I think as far as other people speaking those other languages, I don't know if that's necessarily
It just seems to me that if you're going to go on different dating websites where people speak a majority of one language, you probably should maybe know that language. But, so right. They get in the car and why the heck was he deleting stuff off of his phone? I was like, okay, this is a major red flag already. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yeah, it was his dad, which I guess maybe it could have been.
I mean, but why would he be needing to delete his dad's messages?
Well, I think that the whole thing is that there was something going on with his dad not maybe wanting him to go over there. I could be totally wrong. Maybe I missed something. But either way, I'm like, why are you lying? Why are you deleting stuff off your phone? That's red flag number one for me. Besides not speaking the same language.
Yeah. Well, not speaking the same language is not a red flag, though.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird because you guys can't really communicate or really anything.
Right.
Except with actions, I guess.
So let's talk about when they get to the house and, you know, Mike is going in to meet her kids and possibly even her dad and his wife, because those are the people that live in the house. And he walks into the house and there's like 20 people in there waiting.
I would have been so mad, like so uncomfortable, because why the hell are, first of all, I traveled however many hours, however long. I do not want to see all these people or be around all these people.
I think for me, I probably would have excused myself to the restroom very politely, had a panic attack, and then, you know, cussed her out and then left. Why would you put somebody in that situation?
Yeah, I would have just left.
Right. So, like we've been talking about, he doesn't speak Spanish very well, which could have fooled me at the airport. But anyway, he pulls out his freaking Devin and Jihoon translator device.
And good. Oh my gosh,
it was so embarrassing. So imagine that you're trying to use this little translator device and you have to try like 3 times before it actually works. And everybody's staring at you. It's so awkward. It's quiet. People are asking you questions, but you can't respond because your translator's not working.
This is the problem. First of all, can I please have a moment of rest before you introduce me to your entire family and friend group? But I feel like this happens pretty often, either when the other person comes over here or when they go over there. They have like a whole celebration party and it's like, I've been traveling for 24 hours or however long. I don't want to have a party right now. Like, I want to take a shower and go to sleep maybe.
Right. And you know what the crazy part is? It's always a surprise. They never even ask the person, like, would you be cool with this?
And that's why if I were ever in this situation, I would tell my partner, look, I don't like surprises. And if you're going to have a party, then we need to do it either the day after I get there. Let's plan it together. But what you're not going to do is throw me a surprise party, because that's when I'm going to have an attitude as well.
So they're using this translator, whatever. Freaking Jimena's dad looked so disgusted the entire time. And I think he had a point. He said, how can you be in a relationship with someone that you don't even speak the same language? And then what got me is that, so when he meets the kids, he tells them that he loves them. I was like,
see, I think he is just overly like excited. This is the first woman that he's been with in like 14 years or however long. It's been a long time, probably even longer than that, because didn't his friend say he's never been with a woman? So I think he's just like totally like head over heels or whatever.
Maybe. You look like such a fool, a sucker. This is how people would get won over on you. So, of course, it's their first time meeting. And, you know, when everybody leaves, they want to have some time alone. I want to know why it is that Jimena says that she hopes that they can actually be intimate, because she's going to have a hard time getting her kids to not sleep in the bed with her because they still sleep in her bed. I'm sorry, but Jimena's kids looked way too big to still be sleeping in the bed with their mom.
First of all, Jimena, your kids are grown. Why are they still in the bed with you?
Girl.
Second of all, I think she doesn't want to be intimate with him anyway. That's just an excuse. Those kids probably don't even sleep in the bed with her.
I don't know. The one, he was crying and shit. But also I was thinking, well, he has all these cameras in his face. Maybe that's why he's crying.
Yeah, it's just, the whole thing is just weird. And they probably don't understand like what's going on.
Because right.
This might be a little side note, but I'm just wondering, like, you know, like before these people tell their family and friends that they're going on the show or whatever, I wonder, like, what do their parents and stuff think that these cameras are for? What do they think that they're, like, why are the cameras in their house?
Maybe they think they're doing some kind of documentary about, I have no clue.
I was good thinking about that. It's like they sit down with their family and they're like, so I'm dating this person that lives in wherever and I'm going over there to meet them. It's like, so you're just now telling them this. So what did they think that you were doing with all these cameras and stuff? I digress.
The world may never know. Okay, so let's move on. Girl, let's go to freaking Alina and Caleb. Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so I just have so many thoughts about Caleb. Let's just get into it. It's the first night that they're meeting each other, and they weren't intimate because Caleb said he just wasn't feeling it. And then he goes on to say that he's just realizing the physical differences.
Right.
What the heck?
Now, this fool done flew all the way to Turkey. Where are they at? Turkey, right?
Yes, they're in Turkey.
See, that's what Elena was talking about. You knew. This is what I'd be talking about. You mean to tell me that you flew all the way here and you're just not realizing? You've seen pictures of her. I know she told you.
But here's the thing. I don't think that he meant he's just realizing literally.
Right.
I think that he's meaning maybe he just thought about it, like the depth yes. of the situation.
Right.
But even still, I'm confused as to, like, shouldn't this be something that you're thinking about?
His parents tried to tell him that as well. Here's the thing. I think obviously he knew, but I think, yeah, like you said, he thought that he was prepared for that when he's really not.
Right. That's exactly it. He thought he was prepared, but.
And now he sees, I mean, he was talking about how he was such a ladies' man and all that. And now he sees her. She has a wheelchair. He's going to have to be the one doing everything for her. He's probably not prepared for that either. And maybe he didn't realize the extent of right. her disability. And maybe that's why, but.
He's definitely yeah. not prepared. Like, I can't even, it's crazy to know that he went over there and he just seems clueless. And one of the big things about this episode was that I kind of felt like he didn't want to treat her any differently because of her disability, mm-hmm. which kind of led to him just making himself look bad. Because yeah. there were times, for example, they were going down the stairs to meet Alina's friend, Elijah. They're holding hands and he's leading her, but he's walking at his normal pace.
Right.
Poor fucking Alina is like, slow down. Because he's basically dragging her down the steps.
He's being really inconsiderate, I feel. Like, he knows that has her wheelchair and all that. Even when she first got to the hotel, their freaking room is on the second floor and they don't have an elevator. Girl. You didn't make sure that the hotel was handicap accessible before? How inconsiderate. And it's not like he just thought that she had like her condition and maybe she just walks. It's hard for her to walk. No. He knew that she had a wheelchair and he didn't even take the time to make sure we get a hotel on the first floor. Like, that shouldn't be something that somebody would have to tell you if you're going to be meeting someone in a wheelchair.
Exactly. And, you know, on this episode, when they were like having dinner with Elijah, and Elijah obviously just did not like Caleb at all, but Alina tried to make an excuse like, oh, he's American. He's just not a gentleman. Like, and it's like,
say that again, Alina.
I think he's trying so hard to not treat her differently that it's just not going the right way.
I think we're definitely gonna see, like, whenever Caleb goes back to the States, I think we're gonna see him probably not talk to her anymore because he's gonna be like, I would like to still be friends with Alina, but I don't think the relationship part of it is going to work out. Mark my words. He's going to say that because now that he's been there, he's probably going to see this is going to be a lot of work. I think he was so like in love with the idea of her being with her. He's like, oh, I'll help. You know, I'm going to be there for you and all that. But now that he's actually there, he sees like the severity. I think he's going to be like, nope.
Right. So I want to do a little bit of a pivot really quick. I want to talk about when they actually first met up with Elijah because Elijah was kind of cold. He was not there for Caleb at all.
Mm-hmm.
They first meet up. Why is Elijah's first question to Caleb, "Did you guys kiss last night?" Let me just say this. He's asking that particular question because I'm sure Alina already told him, this motherfucker went to sleep, you know? Mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom and I came out and he was asleep. He didn't touch me, you know, because she was kind of upset about it.
I'm gonna just play devil's advocate right now and just say that this is the same thing that it goes back to. You can't expect so much from these people on their first day there. I'm tired. I'm sorry, but I'm tired. I'm not trying to do all that. Like, I just flew over 24 hours, however long. And I will keep saying it. I'm tired. I don't want to meet your family on the first day. I don't want to mess around on the first day. I don't even want to go eat. I just want to take a shower, brush my teeth, and lay down. That's it. And you and I both know from experience of taking long flights, I don't want to do that. Maybe not even the next day either, because I'm going to be jet lagged. I want to chill, period.
Maybe I missed it. I don't remember how long that they're supposed to be staying in Turkey, but I think
it's 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. But see, mm-hmm. That's what I'm like. A part of me is on the page of, well, I would want to spend as much time as possible with this person. Yes, I may be tired, but this is supposedly somebody that I love, somebody that I potentially want to spend the rest of my life with, and I've never met them before. I don't think I'm going to be going to sleep. I'm
Girl, just saying. Now you know good and well you'll be asleep. You just flew for however long. You're going to be jet lagged like a mug. You're definitely going to sleep.
I don't know.
I'm going to sleep. I mean, you can't help it. Your body is so tired. Like, I remember when I was flying back from Japan, I'm tired. Like, you sleep all day and then it's a different time zone. Your body's on daytime, but you're on nighttime and vice versa. It's just, Like, you can't help it. You're just tired. You're just, like, you probably don't even want to eat.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to eat, but I don't know. We would just agree to disagree. So on this episode, I thought Alina really wasn't doing anything, you know, that you could really call out or say, you know, any red flags or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except for what is with these people and this whole like, oh, I'm hiding this thing from this person and mm-hmm. they're going to be so mad at me when they find out, or I'm afraid of how they're going to react. Alina, I guess, was lying about living with her ex-boyfriend, you know, and Caleb doesn't know about it, whatever. What is with these people? And not only that, but this man, he's not being a gentleman to you. He's like not even doing basic stuff that he should be doing for you. He called her one of his best friends. And then, you know, girl, why are you even lying about that stuff? You know, he clearly don't care.
Right. I don't know. I think for one, they try to do that whole secret thing because they want to keep everybody watching. And two, you have been living in an entirely different country from this person. And this person has been living in an entirely different country from you. I don't think it's so far-fetched to be thinking they might have something going on when you're not there. Y'all aren't married. So
I don't think it would be so bad unless you were lying about it already and now you're trying to fess up. But if it was already out in the open that, oh yeah, I was staying with my ex up until fairly recently, if that was already in the open, then it, you know, I don't think that a person could have such a huge problem with it, especially if they're on their level of they're not even together, ?
Right.
Like, how are you going to be mad? I was glad for Alina, though. You know, at the end of their segment, they were able to be intimate. Freaking Caleb. He's just so awkward. And I think he is trying. But what is it, the part when he carries her up the stairs when they got back to the hotel?
He should have been carrying her up and down the stairs.
Well, yeah, you know, and so that's fine. Because it was kind of like, you know, the bride and groom when the groom carries the bride into the house after the wedding. So it was kind of romantic because, you know, he like didn't put her down mm-hmm. after they got up the stairs. Girl, why the fuck did he open the door with her? He has her in his arms and he like uses her body to push open the door. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
Caleb, yeah. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Okay, let's move on to Memphis and Hamza.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it was good to see another couple in Tunisia because it reminded me of our girl, Rebecca.
That's hell no. Well, hell yeah, Rebecca. Hell no, Tunisia. I'm sorry. Somebody from Tunisia is trying to talk to you. No offense if you're in Tunisia, but come on. Literally every person that came from Tunisia, what happened? Except, what's Rebecca's husband's name?
Ziad.
Except Ziad. Now, Ziad was a good one.
Yes.
But
you can't just...
That very first lady, I cannot remember her name. I don't even know if you were watching the show back then.
I remember because isn't he a truck driver here now in the U.S.?
I have no clue. All I know is...
But she was in the season life, I think.
The other lady who lived in Florida, I think she was retired. She had a son. She went to Tunisia to get married. Her son was like, girl, like, no. Tunisia? Really?
Sometimes I do wonder, how are they meeting these people? It must be some kind of app or something or website.
It has to be. Like, where did you meet somebody from Tunisia? I mean, seriously, I can't.
Who knows? So, obviously, he picks her up from the airport and they aren't really able to talk very much. Mm-hmm. And the first thing she says is, oh, I'm having a more difficult time than I was expecting with the language barrier.
Girl, you knew you didn't speak. What do they speak, Arabic?
Yeah.
Girl, you knew you didn't speak Arabic because you knew you haven't been able to say anything to him except sexy time. He understands that. That's literally the only thing that you guys understand from each other. So why are you saying it's more difficult now?
So... That's what I'm trying to figure out, too. What exactly were you thinking the language barrier was going to be like in person? Of course, over the phone and through text and all that kind of stuff, it's easy to just translate that shit. But
exactly.
What were you expecting? Anyway, so they get in the car because they're going to his house to meet up with his mom and sister. And he has his friend driving who is just like, doesn't really say anything. He just gets in the car and starts driving. Oh my gosh. She asked him how long is the ride to the house from the airport. Why the fuck did Hamza say 2 hours? I would have been like, you know what? That's a really long car ride. Like, it's very awkward. You already don't know what each other are saying. Then you have this random third person who is just driving.
It's definitely awkward. And then y'all can't talk to each other. This is just weird. It's just weird. And I can't imagine myself being in, like, I don't know if that would be considered, like, a third world country, but a whole different country with nobody around you that you know. Like, you're riding in a car with these people that you do not know. These people, they could be about to cut your head off.
And see, the only way that I feel like I would do something like that is on a show like 90 Day Fiancé, where there's like a camera crew and the producers.
Oh yeah, stuff. Y'all coming with me too.
Right,
that way this on tape because
right, that way, you know, if you are in a country that you don't know the language, you don't know anybody, at least there's people there that can help you if you need it. Not saying that she needs help, but you know. So I have a question for you. So remember the part of the episode where they're in the car, Memphis looks down at his phone and he just has himself as his lock screen. And she kind of gets upset over that because she's like, well, I have you as my lock screen. So why don't you have me? Oh, are you trying to hide me? So question, do people in real life get upset that their significant other doesn't have them on their lock screen? Or is that just
two words for you. Hell no. Girl, you don't even live here. This is literally the first time that you have seen my phone lock screen. You didn't even, I've never had you as my lock screen. And you haven't been mad until now because guess why? You didn't know that. It's not hurting you. See, and this is why I feel like Memphis is one of those. I don't know her, so I don't want to say, but she might be a little bit crazy. Even her sister was like, he does not know the real Memphis. She got problems. She got anger problems. She be popping off. Even her own sister said that, and I believe it. You can just tell that Memphis is playing.
I was thinking the same thing. Because you know what? There was the part when he tells her while they're in the car that his mom actually said that they cannot sleep in the same room, which I don't know why these people go to these countries that are completely different cultures mm-hmm. and expect to just do what you would do in America. But anyway, when he told her that his mom said no, girl, she was so calm. She's like, I'm pissed off. Why didn't you tell me? But she didn't move. She's just laying on him and she's saying that she's pissed, but she's very calm about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this girl seems a little, I'm not going to call her crazy. I'm just going to say we're going to have to definitely continue to watch for sure.
And Hamzy shouldn't have lied in the first place and said that his mom said it was okay because that's the same thing that Brandon and what's her name?
Julia.
That's the same thing Brandon did to Julia. First of all, half the time, these people know that they don't even have to ask their parents because they already know what the answer is going to be. You already know that your mom is not about to let this girl stay in your room. So why are you even saying that lying right off the bat?
Exactly. Also, in a way, it seems as though you're lying because if you feel like you tell me the truth, I might not come. So you're really not even giving me a chance to make that decision on whether or not I want to go, knowing all the circumstances. You're making that decision for me. And then to just drop that on somebody, especially somebody like Memphis, who sexy time is very important to.
Yep.
You may not want to drop something like that on them.
Well, she knew that they can't have sex and stuff. So what makes you think that you guys can stay in the same room? And also, she knew that they couldn't stay in the same room because it's the same thing. Wasn't the girl's name Caitlin? She went to Tunisia. She was dating the, they got married, I'm pretty sure. And it was the same thing. She went over there. They couldn't stay in the same, they couldn't even stay in the same room. Like, girl, you know this already. You've seen the show.
I really don't remember who exactly you're talking about, but I mean,
she was like
you're
a
right.
Bigger girl. Maybe you weren't watching it back then, but.
Yeah, but it is the same thing because we saw it with Rebecca and Ziad, you know?
Yep.
So, anyway.
Sorry to cut you off, but I will say this. You know how, like, in Christianity, the Bible says, like, you know, no sex before marriage and stuff, but people still do it. But I will say, like, in these, like, countries like Tunisia and stuff, these people really don't do it. So, well, it doesn't seem like they do it unless they're, like, sneaking around. They're very disciplined.
They probably don't want to broadcast it. But I will say, though, that I think Hamza is probably one of those ones that will do it, you know, even though they're not supposed to, because of the part where she's talking about how if they don't have sexy time, then they can't get married, which is another issue in itself. But so she basically convinces him to stay in her room. She opens the door the next morning and there is his mom standing there outside of the door.
Because what the hell are you doing?
I would have probably peed on myself. I was like, oh my gosh. I wanted to, girl, what were you doing? She must have just been going there just to see if he was in there when she saw that he wasn't on the couch. Because I was like, well, where are you going, mom?
Yeah, See, these people better stop playing with fire.
But I did want to bring up that whole, if they don't have sexy time, then they can't get married. Because aren't they supposed to be getting married in 2 weeks or something?
Girl, I guess not if they don't have sexy time.
Well, I guess they did have sexy time. But the issue is that, why are you going to a whole different country planning on getting married in 2 weeks? But then this one thing that you have never been able to do with this particular guy.
Yep.
And maybe won't be able to, depending on, you know, his beliefs. And you go over there anyway. It makes you wonder, why would you even go over there if that was so important, risking it not happening?
Yep. Okay, so one of our mutual friends on Twitter made a very good point. Some of them have mental problems. And I tend to agree, only because I think it takes a certain type of person to go to, like, to actually, like, pack your things, like, on the other way when they, like, just move all their stuff over there. Maybe not that you have a mental illness per se, but you're lacking something.
Oh my gosh. Lacking something?
No. Not lacking something like that. Like, lacking something is, like, maybe you didn't get a lot of affection, or, like, they always talk about how their exes were, like, horrible to them, like maybe good to their kids or just not a good spouse and like stuff like that. So the first person that shows them any type of attention, they just jump on it. You have to think logically.
It is weird. I probably could never just leave everything to go behind, but I don't know if I would say they're lacking. Maybe they just have a type, which leads us into our next couple, Kim and Usman, aka Soulja Boy. And the reason why I said that about him is because Kim low-key sounds like Baby Girl Lisa. They have the same voice.
Kimberly.
And it's like this older white woman. They have the same voice. You know, maybe some people just have a type. So, question. Do you think that Usman just wants to get to America and that's why he's getting these kind of women? Or do you think, like, he really does love them?
Honestly, I think Usman is a freak and he really likes these women. And I will say this, not a freak like in a bad way, but like he's like has a type for sure. Right. And I mean, I don't get that the vibes from Usman that he just wants to come to America. I don't get those vibes from him. I know a lot of people might. I just think that he really likes these older white women. And it's nothing wrong with that if that's his type.
So Usman and his friends or business partners, whoever you want to call them, they're sitting down at the table. In walks Kim. And then she's all like, hey, Soulja Boy. I was like, girl, is this your man or what? Why are you using his stage name?
Right.
Do you think that's weird? I was like,
it's definitely a little weird. But I think also,
she don't know him. They just met.
It's awkward. And she probably's like, oh, like, do I call him Soulja Boy in front of his friends? Do I call him Usman in front of his friends? Like, I don't know. And plus,
girl,
to her, that's her man. But to him, it ain't.
Okay.
And she got Michael Jackson tattooed on her arm. I'm like, okay, I see the type of person Kim Bali is. She got all that Michael Jackson stuff. I can see right now that she's the type that obsesses. But she was going on and on about Michael Jackson. But when they asked her, do you think that Soulja Boy is on Michael Jackson's level? She was like,
absolutely not.
She was like, I think he's very talented, but definitely he ain't no Michael Jackson, basically.
Okay. So on this episode, they're talking about at this dinner or lunch, whatever, they're talking about how Usman is supposed to be meeting up with Rosary, who is a Tanzanian pop star.
Are they in Tanzania? And,
yeah, they're in Tanzania.
I forgot. Never mind. Okay, I thought they were meeting in Tunisia. They met in Tanzania.
And then Maya said Tasmania. I'm sorry. Okay, so they're at the dinner and they're discussing.
Not Tasmania. Sorry, I just.
They're at the dinner and they're discussing how he's supposed to be having another dinner with Rosalie because Uzun's there for his video shoot. She's very popular. So they're supposed to be going to discuss. And Kim asks, is it a date? Can I go? You type of thing.
See?
And it's so funny because Usman automatically says no, but his friends are like, like literally they say,
Yeah.
Kimberly also reminds me of baby girl Lisa because there was a part when Usman said that she can go to the dinner. His friends were like, no, she can't go. And he was like, yeah, she's going. And
yeah.
Usman's friend started kind of huffing and puffing, kind of basically saying that he wasn't really for it. And Kimberly low-key kind of popped off. I was like, well, you're definitely giving me these baby girl Lisa vibes. She wasn't so dramatic, but it's, I don't know. I always get these kind of wannabe Angela.
Girl, I said
this, pop okay. off, knockoff type things.
I did see that, but and I thought that same thing, but I kind of don't think it's kind of fair to say that they want to be Angela. I think they're being themselves, but they're just giving major Angela vibes.
Right. Maybe it's because, you know, everybody's used to watching her that
yeah,
automatically so. you associate people with, even though it's not. But who knows? So when they get to the dinner where they're supposed to be meeting the Rosalie girl, out of nowhere, Kimberly gets so upset talking about how she should have stayed at the hotel. This is like, no, I wanted you to come because I didn't want you to think that this dinner was something that it's not. If I was Usman and she started popping off out of nowhere, I'd have been like, then go.
Right. I know that.
Bye. Because you're about to mess up my damn business meeting with your attitude.
Okay.
So anyway, Rosalie gets to the table. They've been like sitting there waiting for her. She gets to the table. Girl, why the fuck does Usman say, your tongue is so sweet? Huh?
I wish everybody could see my face right now.
And then he means, oh, like your language. It's a really pretty language is what he means.
Okay, I'm gonna let that slide only because your English is not that good. So maybe when you say tongue, you mean language. I'm gonna give you that one. You know, like sometimes if you use like a like maybe they don't show him using a Google Translate, but sometimes if you use a translator, it translates the words like verbatim and not like how you would actually say it in that language, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, he definitely did that on purpose, but whatever. We'll give you that one.
I was trying to figure out, like, is it a thing that they can't say Lisa's name or they just don't want to say Lisa's name? Because, like, he just would not say baby girl Lisa. And I just wanted him to say it. Like, when he was talking about his ex-wife and he would just say, like, my ex and my ex that and my ex this. But he would never say her name. I'm like, just say Lisa. Just say it. But he wouldn't say it.
I have no clue. I wouldn't doubt it, though, because there was a lot of drama surrounding them.
I mean, what? Okay, maybe I missed it because I
don't know. There was that thing where it was like that baby girl Lisa had called him the N-word and all that.
Huh?
Supposedly, allegedly. But I don't know if it's true. That's why I say allegedly.
What?
Back to this dinner. Back baby to this Lisa? Dinner. So Rosalie and Usman, they're kind of hitting it off. They're actually having a good time. Kim looks so mad.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of felt like Rosalie was low-key kind of throwing shots when she called Kim a fan. And she's like, oh yeah, you're a fan and more. But she actually turned out to be very personable and nice. And I was like, okay. I got my eye on you, Rosalie. But
well, she probably called Kimberly that because Usman is saying, like, we're not together yet.
Right.
Yeah, he's saying like, oh, we'll see what happens and all that. So he's probably telling, I feel like he's probably is telling them like she's just a fan while she's like, oh, I want to be with you.
And that's kind of what he said to Rosary, you know, that they're seeing where it goes. So we'll see. Let's go ahead and move on to Ella and Johnny. So first they show Ella, right? Because they actually haven't met yet. And the first thing that they show of her is her doing a witchcraft spell. Girl, I'm not gonna lie. I definitely muted the TV when they were doing that because okay, I don't know what they're gonna be talking about, like love spells and whatever else it was. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't want to hear that shit. Because remember we were talking about it before, like if you hear a part of it, yeah, then I don't know, whatever it was, but I was like, no. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Absolutely not.
So when they finally show Johnny, the first thing that we see is him trying on his COVID suit for when he finally goes to the airport to come to America. And I just have a few questions. So it was like that full white suit with mm-hmm. the mask and the face shield and all that. Now, when you usually go through TSA, you have to take off, you know, your jacket, yes. your shoes, loose stuff like that. Do they make them take that stuff off?
Man, if I had to take that stuff off at the airport, I'm not putting it back on.
Right. I'm like, do you wear something under it? Which I'm assuming that you would, but I don't even, do they make you really take it off? And also, are your shoes inside the suit or outside of the suit? Because right. I'm thinking that if your shoes are inside of the suit, that is just way too much of a hassle. Because you still have to take off your shoes.
Exactly my point. If everything's inside that suit, once I take it off, I'm not putting it back on at all.
So then we see him go to this doctor to get a prescription for Chinese herbs in order for him to take them with him when he goes to America to give them to Ella because, you know, she's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I missed it, but did they even discuss this or did he just take it upon himself to go get these weight loss Chinese herbs?
Let me guess. He took it upon himself for 500, Alex.
I guess we'll see at some point unless we just both missed that. But
I'm telling
that's
you,
that's kind of rude.
It's giving me Ed giving Rosa a toothbrush and telling her breath stink vibes.
Oh my goodness. Please don't remind me. That is so embarrassing.
Oh, I'm just trying to help you, baby, sweetie. Like, but you're telling me in front of these cameras that my breath is on stank.
Right.
Like, so, you couldn't wait? Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course he couldn't because he needed folks to be able to talk about him. He has to be in front of the cameras. But anywho, Johnny ends up going to lunch with some friends and they end up talking about Ella, of course. And actually, I thought it was so cute because he was saying that their relationship had a good sparkle. I guess he probably meant like spark when he said mm-hmm. sparkle. And that's cute. But anyway, I just want to say that Johnny has some butthole friends because the one guy was talking about how whenever they went to get their groove on, wink wink, in the bedroom, that Ella would suffocate him.
Mm.
And this guy wasn't even that small himself to be talking shit about Ella. I thought it was nice though because Johnny wasn't gonna let that go because he ended up calling the friend fat back. And I was like, there you go, Johnny.
Right.
Stand up for your woman.
People can always dish, but they can't take.
I don't know if it was just me, but there was that same friend. He started talking about how if Johnny leaves now, he's going to be leaving his career, which I guess he's doing well in. And he's, you know, rising in his career. This is kind of a side note, but did it seem to you like that guy was reading off of a script or something? I mean, obviously I don't speak Chinese, but it didn't seem very natural flowing.
Maybe like, he was just nervous in front of the camera. Maybe.
But everybody else's was like kind of flowing. And he sounded like he was reading off of a script. What the heck? Did they tell him to ask that and he was trying to remember whatever to ask?
Yeah, I think he was probably just nervous in front of the cameras.
Who knows? But then one of his other friends told him that, you know, the pandemic is really bad over here in the U.S. So maybe he should just wait until it's over to come here. And I thought that was freaking hilarious because if he's trying to wait for that shit over here, he ain't ever gonna come.
Okay. That's probably why he's like, nah, bruh. I gotta go now or I'll never get to go because...
Yeah. So we go back to Ella and, you know, she's so excited because she wants to do the whole cosplay thing with Johnny over video chat. Mm-hmm. And she calls her friend in to ask her to help her put on this wig. And I'm sorry, that was probably the worst wig I've ever seen in my life.
Same. But
so the friend comes in to help her, which is kind of weird because I'm like, girl, you can't put on a wig. Like, why do you need two people to help you put your wig on? But anyway, friend comes in and helps her. Ella gets on the video chat. Why the hell is the whole front of the wig cap out of the wig? I would have told my friend, like, girl, if you didn't want to help me, you could have just said that.
Right, but you don't have to have me looking all crazy.
But the whole video call, you should, I wish that you could see my face because my mouth is like open. I was like so confused because I couldn't even really concentrate on what they were saying. I know they were talking about like being intimate and stuff, but I couldn't even take my eyes off of that wig. Mm-hmm. I had to catch myself. I was like,
I missed everything.
But then she told him that, you know, her mom was concerned that he wouldn't really like living on a ranch and stuff like that because he's not used to that kind of stuff. So she was kind of worried about it. And all I can tell you, it was the same thing with Brandon and Julia.
Yep.
Yara and Jovi, same thing, where these people are used to like a city life. When they get around that country, farm, whatever, they ain't having it.
And I'm not doing all that. Hell no. I didn't come over here to do that. I'll get a regular job. I know you have to wait like however many months. I guess we're just going to be waiting because I'm not doing all that if I'm not used to it.
Right. But what I will say is that they seem to like genuinely, genuinely love each other. So I think he would be okay just because she's here. Because they seem to really actually be in love.
Right.
All right. Girl, let's get to this last couple. Gino and Jasmine. Well, I'm surprised they do that. It was actually kind of good. They were the only couple that was intimate on the first night. And I actually think that says a lot.
Well, it's not like Gino had a choice.
Right. But I actually
Jasmine,
think
that... Yay. Gino...
I think some scenes he looks better than other scenes. His face changes. I don't know.
I think they're weird. When they be doing that baby talking thing, it's cringy. It's cringy as a mug. Like, why are you talking like that? I just can't. No.
And laughing. They both had these like weird, like wide mouth choking laughing fits. I was like, what the fuck?
No. Now they do seem to really like each other. Gino is something, and here he did the same thing. He got that freaking toothbrush. He brought her that electric toothbrush. Why? Can somebody please tell me, if you're going to another country to visit someone and you want to bring them a gift, the first thing that you think of is a toothbrush?
Girl.
You couldn't get me any earrings, maybe? Like, oh, I don't know what to get her. Maybe get her like some earrings.
Some kind of souvenir from the States, if she's never been.
Exactly, a souvenir from the States. You could have got me a t-shirt from the airport
from wherever you flew out of. I don't care if you flew out of the smallest town in Texas. You could have got me a t-shirt that said whatever town, Texas, or whatever the case may be. But you opted instead to get me a toothbrush.
No words.
If somebody got you, like, if they brought you some pads and they're like, I don't know if they have pads over here, so I brought you these. I don't know if they have toothbrushes over here, so I brought you an electric toothbrush because I don't know if they have those over here.
First you low-key could have just brought me some socks or something. Don't insult me. So they go to the store and Jasmine makes the comment about how she wants to decorate Gino's home in the States, you know, with some stuff from Panama because I guess his apartment is still decorated with his ex's stuff, who was a Brazilian woman. And Jasmine ends up calling the ex-wife stupid. And Gino really didn't like that. He's like, oh, she's not stupid. You don't have to call her stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Why are you telling me not to call your ex-wife stupid?
Because why are you calling her stupid? I mean,
because why not?
But you don't know her.
Don't be trying to defend your ex-wife in front of me.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe they have a good relationship, though. And I don't understand why you're calling her stupid.
Don't care. You know exactly why I'm calling her that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think that that goes back to that, like, baby talk thing and, like, them being all giggly. It grosses me out. Not childish, but it's something weird.
It's also gross.
I will say that it's a little bit questionable that he still has his ex's stuff in his house. I guess it's not her stuff, but I guess the house is decorated with her stuff.
Right.
Well, stuff from her country.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
I mean, unless you just love Brazil for whatever reason. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Gino, get rid of it.
I guess I can see where you're coming from, but...
Because when you look at that stuff, isn't that a constant reminder of you and your ex? Especially if I'm supposed to be coming over there to live with you at some point. It may not be a constant reminder to you, but it's going to be a constant reminder to me.
And guess what? When you get here, you can do all the decorating that you want. I think guys don't think about stuff that way. I think guys think about, like, I'm here by myself. Like, I'm not with my ex anymore. Yeah, the stuff is still up, but I don't care. Women probably read more into that than guys do. To them, probably. It's just stuff on the wall.
Also, though, to my point, or at least how I see it, why is he talking about he's still friends with the ex?
See, that's why he told her not to call her stupid.
But this is also why I feel like you don't need to have her shit in your house, because now I'm thinking that y'all still got something going on. What is this whole friends with their ex thing? What's that about?
What's the dude's name? Him and his ex-wife be on pillow talk all the time.
Oh, Tim and...
Yeah, I mean... That doesn't necessarily mean that everything is something romantic is happening. It just means that you guys are, y'all are cool.
Why? It's just, and I get it, because there's sometimes when somebody is so important to your life, and even though you guys can't work it out romantically, or if you guys think that y'all could be better off as just friends.
Right.
When you move on to be with somebody else, absolutely not. Because the thing about Tim and the girl, I forgot her name from Pillow Talk, Tim basically helped her raise the daughter. So they have different ties. They don't have a kid together, but they kind of have a kid together.
Right.
You just randomly being friends with your ex, fine. But when you move on, it's disrespectful. I guess it also would depend on how long they were together for, but...
Well, yes, it's disrespectful if she were here. She's not here. So I'm saying it doesn't matter because she's in Panama.
Yeah, but she's gonna be coming to the States.
And guess what? When you get here, then I will...
No, you won't! That's the thing! No, he freaking won't. We'll see. I'm pretty excited to continue watching. This season is actually pretty interesting because a few seasons ago, not really super interesting. I know we had this conversation like a while ago on one of the other episodes, but 90 Day Fiancé and these damn near 2-hour episodes is insane. I'm sorry.
It's throwing me off.
I feel like we get so much. There's like so much in an hour of one episode that when it keeps going after that, you're like, damn.
It's like, dang, I've been watching this for a long time.
Yeah,
it's like a movie, but every episode is like a movie. So it's just, it gets kind of like, okay, I can't watch it anymore.
Right. When I was watching this episode, actually, I was kind of thinking that I need to watch it in half because so much had happened. And then I was like, okay, it's probably about to end. And then I hit the button on the remote to just see how much longer it was. And it was like another 40 minutes. I was like, my God.
It's like these episodes get to the point where you're like, okay, this is probably that this should be the end of the episode, but it's actually like only half of the episode.
Right. But, you know, that was our last couple. I'm so glad to be back. That's really all I can say. It feels good to be watching one of our favorite shows together, discussing. I love it.
Me too.
So keep listening every week for another episode. Also, follow us on Twitter at 90 Day Fiancé WWH. Anything else, Em?
And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what?
Yes! We back, bitches! Bye!
Bye!